hard for 3 points there. You know, it was a real ding dong of a game. Without us actually being the best that we have been, but we found a way to win, which is what we've been doing the last couple of games. But no, terrific spirit and terrific determination and desire to get over the line.
Massive moment just after you have gone behind, and I want to talk to you about that in a second, but very, very crucial that you got an early response, and young Bright again can't stop scoring.
No, it's excuse me. It was a big thing that, because like you say, we weren't really at it. We looked a bit nervous first 10 minutes, and then to go a goal down. But that was the impressive thing for me. First half was how we responded, and the Bright's got loads of confidence at the moment. He's scoring goals, and he puts teams on the back foot. And we've been talking about him going outside as well, and he's done that today and scored.
Wind the watch back 3 minutes, and the goal you conceded was a poor one, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Out of character for how we've been recently, but yeah, real poor goal from everybody concerned.
Is it fair to say over the whole piece, the 90 minutes, maybe not so the last 10 minutes because there was a little bit more solidity, but at the back, you look less certain than you have been in this run?
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. I think you have to give credit to Hartlepool on that. They've got some good wide men, and the centre forward Armand today was a
oh, terrific, wasn't it?
yeah, and the movement was good and caused us one or two problems, to be fair. But like you say, we're still stuck in there and we're stuck at it. But we didn't look as like you say, as solid as what we have been. But we got to grips with it second half a bit better, I thought.
And he decided that he needed changing up.
Yeah.
What were the theory behind the changes?
In all the time that I've been doing it, I found leaving Jordan Flores out today was probably the hardest decision I've had to make, and it really was that close. And I felt that we needed what he brings to the team, which is his composure and quality on the ball, and so we brought him on for that. And Mark Cullen, I felt sorry for Cully because he ran his socks off again for us. But the some of the service up to him today wasn't great. But he didn't moan. He just carried on with it and had a great opportunity himself with a wonderful one and pass. So we just felt that, just a bit of physicality up there and put Vass on for it.
You and I have talked about young Bright's development and his learning and his decision making.
Yeah.
He made the right one to pick out Vass at the end for your winner. Okay, it's gone in, we know not how, but the initial ball out to him was the right choice.
Yeah, I agree. And, he had a couple where he's came inside, and like I say, we were wanting him to go outside, but he scored from that last week, and sometimes he gets a bit overexcited with it and wants to, replicate it. But his decision-making has improved over the last month or two, and, he picked Vass out at the right time, and, we had a little bit of luck with the way that it went in.
Team game, squad game.
Massive.
What we shouldn't overlook is the contribution made by the man in yellow. Dean Linus made a couple of fantastic saves.
Yeah, and a crucial save. A bit naive from us in terms of how we defended, because it was our free kick, I think, or our corner, and we left ourselves wide open. And then, like you say, he's gone through, and I've seen it again on the TV. It's a wonderful save from him, and crucial save from him.
First time you've won three league games on the spin. It's not a bad time to be doing so, is it?
No, and that's been the challenge this week leading up to it. We spoke about it, and we're delighted that we've been able to do it. But you know what it's like. That's it, gone now. We've got to pick the bones out of it, look at what we can improve on from it, and get ready for next Saturday now.
Finally, I think I know what's going to come back at me here, but
go on.
How good will it feel getting up in the morning, looking at the Sunday papers and seeing yourself above that line?
No, it's like you say, you know exactly what's coming back. All we can do is concentrate on the next game, and it's another tough one, but it's something that we've got to recover from this game quickly, and like I say, take bits from it and want to get better and want to keep improving, and that's what we'll be concentrating on next week.